is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen along with you. Our feet take us everywhere, and nothing can be more annoying and at times debilitating as problems with our feet or ankles. Here with some help is Dr. Scott Van Valkenburg. He's the Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery and the Division Chief of the Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Surgery at Upstate Medical University. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
So sometimes in our lives, you know, many of us, most of us, have had some kind of injuries with our feet or our ankles, or just problems with our feet and ankles. And you know, they often can be quite debilitating, but I think quite often we don't always know how to treat them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to, and they're not always as straightforward as something as a fracture.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I want to get to a lot of those more kind of the soft tissue injuries and some of the less common ones. But let's talk specifically about fractures to start with.
Sure.
What are the kinds of fractures you see in people's feet and ankles?
Sure. Well, that's a very good question. You know, I would like to start out by saying, you know, the field of orthopedic foot and ankle surgery is, you know, it's because we do walk on our feet so much and use them so much every day. It's very, very common to have a foot and ankle issue. And so all these different pathologies or different conditions that we'll speak about today, you know, do come up fairly often. To get right to the point that you started making with fractures, fractures are one of the things that we do see quite often, and especially this time of year with in upstate New York, as you all know, with all the ice and snow, very common to sustain an injury to your ankle.
Slip and fall.
Exactly. So that is probably the most common way that we, the cause of an ankle fracture that we see on a daily basis.
How about sports injuries? Do you see a lot of those as well?
We do. Sports injuries tend to be more, probably because they happen in younger, healthier people, they tend to be more of the soft tissue ligamentous injuries that we'll get into later. Fractures can occur. You know, you'll be surprised at how little energy can go into an ankle fracture at some time. Sometimes even just what seems very innocuous or something that you would think may just cause a sprain can actually lead to, you know, the bones around the ankle breaking.
And in those cases, just give me a very brief overview. When you have a fracture like that, what often happens in terms of treatment? What's necessary?
Sure. Well, you know, the first step would be to diagnose it. So, you know, that it does require, it's not something that can be diagnosed just from looking at it. Sometimes if it's, you know, if it's dislocated or obvious, there's obvious deformity, then that's a little bit of a different situation. But, you know, a majority of these happen and the ankle looks swollen, but still seems to be in everything in the right spot. So something that would require an x-ray to diagnose. In terms of treatment, you know, we still tend to, you know, treat these if possible without surgery. There are, in the world of fractures, there's stable fractures and unstable fractures. Our science over years has taught us that, you know, ankles in particular need to be lined up, need to maintain their alignment well in order to ward off arthritis down the line.
So to heal properly.
In order to heal properly and avoid complications down the line. So we do have relatively low threshold, you know, if there is displacement, to go in and do surgery to put the bones back in, you know, the anatomic alignment and to keep them there with plate and screws. Some of these fractures also can be treated simply in a cast with non-weight bearing. And some of them even, believe it or not, if they really do appear stable, can be treated in a walking boot.
So a soft cast kind of thing, just a support.
Yes.
To allow the bones to refuse.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Often do you see that physical therapy is needed, or is that very much individual case-by-case basis?
It is individual case-by-case. You know, I don't think that in medicine in general, it's very rare that you can make blanket statements.
Sure.
But I would say that, you know, I think therapy is, in the world of foot and ankle surgery, therapy is something that is often beneficial after the healing stage in order to really get people back to, you know, a normal gait pattern and also to regain some strength that is lost with any recovery from any of these conditions.
So in order to regain both strength and flexibility, you might recommend that
exactly.
kind of thing. And in
yeah,
many
often
cases.
ankle sprains, ankle fractures, oftentimes after the initial healing period, we do institute, you know, and also one of the prime concepts behind foot and ankle therapy is to kind of to reconnect your foot or your ankle to your brain, you know, to
remind the brain it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And to kind of retrain it and to kind of get your subconscious brain kind of reconnected with your foot.
Especially if you've been off it for a while,
exactly.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah, the foot is made to, it's made to do its job. It's made to be used, and it doesn't like to not be used. And
so getting kind of a segue into something that is related is, I've often heard people talk about these things called stress fractures.
Sure.
That's a little different than the common fracture you've been talking about where there's mm-hmm. an actual break in a bone.
Sure.
I guess it's a hairline break.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, what exactly is a stress fracture? Who gets them and how do they happen?
Well, the term stress fracture is not, you know, believe it or not, it's not so much to do with the pattern of the fracture, more of the way that it's, what's the, you know, primary cause.
Causation.
Of it, causation mm-hmm. of it. So a stress fracture is anytime, you know, constantly our bones are going through a remodeling process that's what keeps them healthy. Your bones will turn over, every single living cell in your bone will turn over and over a period of about 7 years. So there's constantly, there's these cells that go in and, you know, there's some cells that go in and take away some of the calcium and phosphate and the mineralization of the bone. And then there's other cells that go in and repopulate, you know, redeposit these minerals. So anytime that the kind of the slight injury from just daily use outweighs that the bone's ability to replenish itself, that's when stress fractures occur. So they can either occur because of, you know, overuse on the use end, so to speak, meaning that there's too much damage for even healthy cells to replenish themselves, or an underlying condition such as osteoporosis, which is often typical in normal aging, where the repair process just slows down to the point that normal daily use can't. You know.
So it can be either an overuse
exactly.
injury or as a result of aging,
exactly.
your bone replenishment doesn't keep up.
Precisely.
And so then you get, so what are they actually, what are some of the symptoms? So, I mean, is it similar?
Yeah, in the feet it usually occurs, the most common place is in the metatarsals, which are the, you know, the kind of longer bones. If you compare it to your hand, it would be kind of near the palm of your hand or along the length of the foot. Those bones see quite a bit of shear stress over time. There's certain foot conditions that kind of put extra weight in a typical area, such as a higher arch, you know, tends to put more weight on the outside part of the foot, and so those bones are under more stress than normal. Stress fractures typically present as usually people call it a kind of a gnawing type deep pain initially. It's almost always activity related, meaning, you know, it's with weight bearing, with loading, with prolonged walking, or these also can occur in runners, so only when they run. So it starts out as usually just being related to activities. If it then propagates to a complete fracture where you go from, you know, just a kind of a hairline, to use your terminology, situation to something that's actually broken, displaced a little bit, then that tends to be more constant pain.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with orthopedist Dr. Scott Van Valkenburg. We're talking about common problems of the foot and ankle and what to do about them. I don't want to run out of time because I wanted to ask you a couple of other quick questions, but what do you do with a stress fracture? What do you recommend for people?
Sure. So the big major treatment is just to, as long as it hasn't propagated to the point that it's a displaced fracture, is to, you know, cut back on activities. Oftentimes we do immobilize for a brief period of time in like a walking boot, something to give the bones a rest.
But if you just give them a rest, that's sufficient.
Yeah.
Generally that they will heal on their own.
Generally they do heal on their own.
And rarely require surgery.
Rarely. The only case that they would require surgery, if there's certain bones that are just the downside of if they do propagate to a complete fracture, is so great that we kind of prophylactically treat them with surgery, but a vast majority of them we 90% at least, we treat non-operatively.
Let me get on to soft tissue injuries, because those are often very common. And there were two in particular I wanted to cover. One is Achilles tendonitis. What exactly is it? When does it happen? What do you do about it?
Sure. Well, that's exactly right. It's very common, more common in people that are very active, either walking, running, that sort of thing. What it is it's an inflammatory condition of the major tendon around the ankle, which is the Achilles tendon, largest tendon in the body. It is the connection between three muscles in your calf down to the back part of your heel, and what it does is helps propel you forward in walking or climbing stairs and that kind of
thing.
Does
it usually occur as a result of injury?
It usually occurs, probably a vast majority occur as a result of overuse.
So similar in a way to the stress fracture.
Exactly. And it's an inflammatory condition, meaning it's something that kind of builds over time rather than, a single episode where you
have an
injury.
It's not an acute injury.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what do you do about that? What do you recommend people do to treat it?
Yep. So it's like many other tendinopathies, we call them, or entheopathies, is we initially treat with, cutting back on the activities that seem to exacerbate it.
So rest.
Rest. Some ice. Anti-inflammatories like Aleve or ibuprofen are important. And then also occasionally a heel lift or some method of allowing the tendon to relax a little bit and take some time, take a slight vacation in order to recover, and then a period of getting into therapy or some stretching sort of exercises to prevent it from coming
recurring. Yeah. And maybe even changing your habits and
exactly.
How you're doing things.
Activity modification is a big thing in foot and ankle.
What about plantar fasciitis? Again, I don't want to run out of time. We only have about a minute and a half left.
Sure. Yeah, so plantar fasciitis is along the same lines. It's an inflammatory condition. It's actually related to Achilles tendonitis because, you know, they're kind of in proximity to each other. The plantar fascia is a band of tissue that goes between the heel bone all the way to the ball of the foot. It's responsible for helping us maintain our arch, very important for walking. The area where the tissue inserts on the heel bone is particularly prone to this inflammatory condition, and it can be a very frustrating condition because it does take a long time to see improvements in. But a vast majority of them, we do see improved. Over 95% do improve with simple stretching, anti-inflammatory medication, ice, and that sort of thing.
And perhaps taking weight off for a while and.
Yeah, not so much. We tend to treat with something to put in the shoe, like an orthotic. I would not recommend crutches or any. We don't need to. It's not a condition that you need to take a major break from.
But generally, you do see improvement with those kinds of treatments.
Yeah, usually it can take 6 months, even a year sometimes, but generally
Wow.
We do see improvement.
Well, I want to thank you. This is a good broad overview of the kinds of things that people do face. And as you said, they're very common. And I think people often don't know exactly what to do when. Mm-hmm. So overall, what you're saying is, especially in the soft tissue injuries, dialing back the kind of activity that you're doing for a period of time and dealing with the inflammatory process with ice and ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories, is generally the best way to go.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Scott Van Valkenburg. He's an orthopedic surgeon. He's the assistant professor of orthopedic surgery and the division chief of orthopedic foot and ankle surgery at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.